Hi, this is a dictation for Mr. Demetrius James Steele. D M I T like Tom R I U S. Demetrius. D M I T R I U S. Last name is James Dash Steele. J A M E S. S T like Tom E E L E. Date of birth 2/17/1986. Date of accident 4/18/2024. Date of service 5/1/2024. The patient reported that his pain started immediately after an automobile accident. Especially his left side of the body is hurting and feels like an internal thing, according to him. He reports of pain in the left, in the neck area, lower back area, and the left side of the mid back, as well as the chest, lower chest. He reports numbness and tingling and pain in both the thumbs and left knee. He's also hurting and is very stiff. He has a hard time taking deep breath because of the chest pain. He attributes all of the symptoms to an automobile accident. He reported that on 4/18/2024, he was involved in an automobile accident as follows. He was a restaurant driver of a 2018 Kia on Hubble Street and 8 Mile area in Detroit. He was going on southbound Hubble and he was trying to make a left turn to a driveway. He was T-boned on the driver's side on a high speed that he almost slided three houses down by a Ford Edge at 40 to 50 miles or more speed. He was traveling at 10-15 miles an hour. He was not wearing seatbelt at the time of accident, airbag deployed, and no loss of consciousness. No, it was not a hit and run accident. And the police arrived at the scene. Ambulance did not arrive at the scene. He was not taken to the hospital. The damage to the car is as follows. The car is completely totaled, and the tire and axle on the driver's side is broken. Driver door is broken. Window is shattered on the driver's side, and the left air bag was deployed on the driver's side, and mirror was broken on the driver's side. Regarding the injury, patient report that he injured his chest due to the seat belt, and he had a whiplash injury after hitting into the headrest and banging into the headrest. His knee is hurting on the left side by hitting into the gear shift box. And then his both thumb jammed to the steering wheel. He did not go to the emergency room on the day of accident. Instead of presenting illness, patient is reporting of headaches which are moderately severe to the tune of 7. And they are located to the front and left temple. Mildly severe. They're 5 to 7 usually in severity and constant. There is no triggers like sensitive to light is not present, sensitive to the noise is not present. There is no nausea, vomiting, seizures or aura or unconsciousness. Regarding the symptoms for TBI, patient reports suffering from ringing in the ear, vertigo and disorientation. Denies any dizziness, loss of consciousness, loss of balance, loss of equilibrium, seizures, loss of memory, forgetfulness, confusion, lack of focus, lack of concentration. He denies any blurred vision, spots in the vision, loss of vision field. No taste problem, no smell problem, no TMJ problem are reported. Patient does report weakness and lightheadedness. However, he denies any anxiety, depression, panic, sedal anesthesia, sleep disturbance, denies any numbness or tingling or radiation of pain and lethargy. There is no incontinence of the bowel or urine. Regarding the pain, patient continues to have pain in the neck, which is 7 to 8, but mostly towards the left side. Lower back pain is 7 to 8. Both neck pain and lower back pain have no radiculopathy or radiation to the upper or lower extremities. Fingers and toes are not involved. There is no weakness, motor weakness in the upper and lower extremities. The patient reports of pain in the left mid part of the chest, on the side as well as to the front of the lower chest, which is due to the chest trauma from seat belt. And although there is no fracture of the ribs, but the pain is severe, 7 usually, and it hurts on deep breathing. The breathing is limited because of the pain. He has a pain in both the thumbs, especially the tendon area of the extensor tendons. And range of motion is normal, but it is painful. The flexion is diminished because of the pain. Left knee is also hurting, 8 on a scale of 1 to 10, making it difficult to walk. All of these pains are reported to be continuous and described as throbbing, stabbing, sharp, or cramping. Pain level is from 4 to 7. ADLs are affected 7. Modified factor for the pain is worsened by bending and coughing and improved by lying down. Further, the patient report that he experienced some weakness of the left leg, possibly due to the knee injury, and he felt he lost balance because of that. However, patient is able to walk reasonably well and doesn't appear to be having a major loss of motor power. And there are no numbness, tingling, pins and needle of any toes or fingers, and no blood or bowel incontinence. Patient denies having any X-rays, MRI, CT scan done. He reports that he has started physical therapy, but no other treatments have been afforded to him. Please review the records for system review, for the surgical history, for the allergies, family history, relationship status, current employment status, disability, legal history, and personal history, and ADLs from the records. The physical examination is as follows. This is a 38-year-old gentleman. Blood pressure is 153 over 100. Pulse is 69. Pulse ox is 99. Height is 6'1". Weight 155. 38-year-old gentleman. African-American male. Good build, nutrition, alert, oriented, cooperative, and conscious. No sinuses, jaundice, clubbing, colonicare. Well built, well nourished. Hydration is good. Doesn't appear to be in acute distress, shortness of breath, or severe pain phases. Patient does not appear to be anxious or lethargic. Patient has a good attitude and demeanor, and dress and hygiene is normal. Patient is able to walk well, reasonably, although he has a lot of pain in his left knee. He can walk independently without any adaptive devices. Rest of the exam comes from the template. In the chest exam, please mention that chest expansion is slightly diminished. Air exchange is diminished to the left lower part of the leg, lung, although there are no crepitations or wheezing is heard. The restriction of the breathing is due to the pain in the lower ribs on the left side. No ronchi, wheezing, or crepitus. Neurological examination is completely normal. Gait is normal. Musculature examination. Please mention that there is a spasm of both the trapezius and quadratus lumborum throughout the back with several trigger points, especially in the middle fibers of the trapezius muscle. Paravertebral muscle spasm is also noticed from cervical C1 to C7 and L1 to L5. With the mild tenderness, 2 plus hypertonicity. In the musculoskeletal examination, inspection palpation come from template. Spine tenderness is located in the area of L5 S1 and bilateral SI joint. The range of motion of the cervical spine is forward flexion is 40, extension is 40, bilateral side flexion is 40, and bilateral rotation is 40. In the lumbar spine, forward flexion is 40, extension is 10, bilateral side flexion is 15, and Bilateral rotation is 15. Hyperextension is painful at 20 degrees. Maneuvers to identify, reproduce the pain. In the cervical spine, Hoffman's sign was negative. Sperling's sign is positive. Lerner's test is positive. However, the cervical distraction test is negative, total hall test is negative, and myelopathy signs are absent. Thoracic spine, the Roos test is negative, slump test was negative. Lumbar spine, Budzinski chronic test was negative, and straight leg raising test is positive at 40 degrees. The camp test is negative, regular test is negative, contralateral leg raise test is negative. Levinsky sign was negative. Sacral ligament, mild tenderness is noticed, especially on the left side, in the sacroiliac joints. Standing flexion test, iliac compression test, and distraction test are negative. Paper test is positive, Gunsling test is positive, Trendelenburg sign is negative. Extremities examination. For the left knee and both hands, rest of the extremities are okay, which include both the shoulders, both elbows, most of the wrist and hand, except for the thumb, and both hips, right knee and both ankle and feet are completely normal. No deficits are noticed, and the extremities are warm to touch, well perfused, normal motor power, normal reflexes, normal circulation, with no tenderness, no pedal edema, no contusion, laceration, no muscle spasm or varicose veins. The range of motion for all the joints is normal. Quick test negative. No leg length discrepancy is noticed. Shoulder examination is completely normal. The gait was normal, except for slight pain in the left knee, causing some limping, but mostly patient is able to walk well. Examination of the left knee reveals that the patient has a previous scar of surgery for meniscus. No erythema, effusion, or swelling is noticed. No tenderness, no crevice grinding noise, popping noise. Range of motion is essentially normal for the knee. Some tenderness is peripatellar noticed. Patellar apprehension is positive. Sandman sign, McMurray sign is negative. Anterior drawer, posterior drawer is negative. No valgus varus abnormality is noticed. Collateral ligaments are mildly tender, medially and laterally. Examination of the both hands reveal that there are no other positive findings other than tenderness of the extensor tendons of the thumb, flexor pollicis longus, bilaterally. But there is no rupture of the tendon, no swelling of the tendon, and patient is able to reasonably do the opponent's movement and reasonably move all the flexion and extension reasonably, although the flexion is painful in both hands. Patient is advised to see a hand surgeon if he likes, and also wear the splint for the thumb and physical therapy. Diagnosis. V8 9.2 FFT R26.89. S09.90XA, Z79.891, CNS, R51, R42, F41.1, nerves M79.2, muscles M79.1, ligaments M54.0. In the upper extremity hand, M79.641, M79.642. Lower extremity, left knee, M25.562, M23.205, M23.202. Cervical spine, M54.2, 50.20, 54.12, M53.82, S13.4XXA. In the lumbar spine, M54.5, 51.27, 54.16, S33.5XX, sacroiliac spine, and 54.17, S33.5XX, M46.1. Plan of care for Demetrius James Steele comes from the template. Treatment plan for Demetrius James Steele is as follows. Physical therapy has been ordered 3 times per week, focusing on the cervical and lumbar region, the chest region, left chest rib sprain, and both the hands, thumb area, knee in the left knee, with possible traction massage, aquatherapy in addition. Patient is placed on disability for work, hospital placement, transportation. His maps and labs have been checked. Medications are provided. Mobic 7.5 twice a day for anti-inflammatory and healing. Flexeril 10 mg twice a day for muscle relaxation. Protonix for stomach protection. Elevel 15 mg at night for GAD disorder for pain relief. Xanax 0.5 mg is provided PRN for sleep, relaxation, and panic relief, anxiety relief. Lyrica 50 mg twice a day for pain relief. Pericets 1 or 2 every 6 hour PRN for headaches. The chest x-ray and the left rib x-ray is ordered. Since it was not done on the day of accident, to make sure that there is no fracture of the rib. Patient is also encouraged to see a primary care physician for doing a lung function test. If found abnormal, further treatment will be afforded. A back brace, knee brace for the left, and the ace rib was ordered for the patient. At this time, patient is quite stable. The non-pharmacological modalities, yes. Home exercise plan, yes. Referral to psychiatry, yes. Fitness club, yes. Review of the available MRI, other imaging records, none are available. Interventional pain procedures, none are recommended right now. Surgical options, none are recommended. The patient is being considered to be referred to orthopedic surgeon and a primary care physician. Orthopedic surgeon to check out the thumb from tendinitis and for the primary care physician for lung function test. Neuropsych evaluation is not warranted at this time. If the patient continues to have multiple TBI symptoms, it will be considered later on. Attended care, casework is not warranted. Past medical records are not available. Investigation. No new investigation is being ordered at this visit. Next visit, maybe follow-up visit, we'll look into, consider into the MRI issue, PMA. Patient is already provided back brace, left knee brace, and ACE bandage. Education, yes. Disability is already discussed. Follow-up visit is in 10 days, and personal support, yes. Thank you.